This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is 5 for Fortune, only on Enterprise.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 for Fortune. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj. It's nice to be back after last Wednesday's FT Day holiday. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about lies. Yep, lies. And the lies that a lot of people believe about success. I was reading this article on entrepreneur.com by Chris Dunn, and I thought that I'd like to break it down and, you know, look into it and share some of that info with you guys on the kind of lies we tend to believe about success. I mean, we all have our own perception of what it means to be successful, right? Some people just want to be super rich and famous, others just want to have a profitable business, and then, you know, there's some who just want enough money to travel comfortably with a job that pays well. Success is subjective and means something else for each person, but there are common misconceptions about success that a lot of people buy into. Stuff like success being able to take away all your problems and give you unlimited happiness, or how you need to know all the answers before reaching success. These are concepts perpetuated by entertainment outlets, or movies, or just the belief that success can guarantee some things when the reality of it is very, very different. And that's what we're going to talk about today, the five biggest lies we believe about success. And to kick things off, let's talk about how a lot of people believe that if you have an idea, you should stick to it 100% and not make any changes to your plans, because somehow, in some way, if you keep pushing hard enough and long enough, you'll succeed. In concept, this is true and it's a nice notion. It's telling you to believe in your ideas and keep persevering, but it doesn't mean you can't build upon and change your idea to give it more impact. Interesting, right? Let's check that out as number one on today's list of five big lies we believe about success. Number one. I don't know if you know, but there's an old saying that goes, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. It basically means that if something isn't working and you keep repeating the same mistakes, you'll never get anywhere. Now, this is where some self-proclaimed historian will jump in with a quick, but Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times when inventing the light bulb and then succeeded at attempt 1,001. Very clever, but that story is an oversimplified version of what really happened to make the lesson easy to absorb and understand for kids in school. And in case you haven't noticed, the history you learn in school shouldn't be considered an in-depth study. It's more of an extremely basic summary of the stuff that actually went down. Anyway, my point is, Thomas Edison didn't do the same thing over and over again before finally inventing the light bulb. He himself said that the light bulb took 1,000 steps to invent, which means that each new step was an experiment with different materials and a slightly different variation from the one before, until he finally found a filament that could sustain without, you know, instantaneously combusting. Also, there was a little known influence from someone called Nikola Tesla. Look it up, it's fascinating stuff. If Edison kept hammering at the light bulb again and again and again, 1,000 times with the exact same formula, he would have never invented the light bulb, plain and simple. The fact is, not everything works, and there's a fine line between perseverance and insanity. Knowing that your product works but failing to find the right market is perseverance. Knowing that you have a faulty product and wanting to push it to a market that doesn't care again and again is insanity. Do you see where I'm going with this? One of the biggest lies we believe about success is that whatever you have, if you push long enough and hard enough, will surely succeed. That's not true, and doing so will only waste your time and energy. Everyone who has succeeded has either come up with something people wanted, or has made a bunch of changes to their product or the way the product is marketed to find that sweet spot. Sometimes it only takes a tiny, minute tweak to find that perfect state, whether it's a company or a product, which means that in order to succeed, you have to make some changes along the way and adapt accordingly to maximize your impact. And change isn't even a bad thing. Some of the best things come through change. Even if you have a service or product that is successful, if you want to reach new heights and keep evolving, change needs to happen. So that's one of the biggest lies that we believe when it comes to success. Another one is thinking overnight success is real. Well, according to this article on entrepreneur.com, it really isn't. Let's talk about that as number two on today's list of five biggest lies we believe about success.
Number two.
Now, let's get things straight. An overnight success isn't really an overnight success. We just like to call it that because whatever the thing we're talking about came into our immediate awareness, well, overnight. But that doesn't mean the thing only happened or existed for the last 24 hours. This is where someone chimes in with a, "But people who win the lottery get rich overnight." Well, technically, yes, but also, lottery tickets aren't free, so one, there's an investment, and people who win the lottery have normally played the lottery for years before suddenly hitting the jackpot. Also, winning a ticket isn't success. It's a combination of patience, maybe a little bit of chance and luck, but success doesn't really appear in that equation unless the winner spent the last 5 years studying and rigging the system, in which case, he would have had to spend another 5 years before that learning how to hack the lottery. So again, not an overnight success. When a singer like, say, I don't know, Beyonce, whatever, suddenly pops up in the charts and becomes a massive superstar, we think she reached an overnight success, but she didn't. She was training her vocals and getting her songs rejected years and years before we ever knew who she was. Same thing happened with the Beatles. The belief that getting rich overnight is an actual thing is what keeps MLM schemes running and why people still buy into this weird, constantly crumbling concept. It's why get-rich-quick schemes are still out there and why people buy gold bars that they've never seen, that are stored in some secret locker in Switzerland or Sweden or I don't know, someplace. It's one of the biggest lies we believe about success, and it came about thanks to the mainstream media and movies. Here's the thing though, movies are normally 120 minutes plus or minus. They don't have the time to show you someone's grueling life in detail, so they pick the best parts and squeeze all the trial and error into a quick montage with a quippy song playing in the background. It happens all the time because all those nights of hard work and failure and going to the bank for loans to start a business isn't good TV. But showing someone hit rock bottom one day and then spring back up tomorrow and finally find a winning formula makes some pretty good entertainment. Now, don't burst your bubble just yet, because the good news here is that recognition is possible overnight, as in someone reaching that important turning point in their career or business can happen in a day. A promotion, a sudden boost in business, a major profit, all these things can happen and you could be extremely famous within a week. It happens to athletes all the time, but that doesn't come cheap. And it doesn't come without work and thought and some willpower beforehand. So once those ingredients are in and you're well on your way, then yes, technically you can shoot to superstardom in your respective field overnight. So turn that frown upside down. And while you do that, we're gonna take a short break to get some messages in. And when I come back, we'll look at three more lies that we seem to believe about success. So stick around. This is 5 for Fortune, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
You're still listening to 5 for Fortune. I'm Arvind Yuvraj. And before the break, we covered two lies. Yes, lies. We're talking about lies that most of us seem to believe about success. Today's episode is inspired by a list that I found on entrepreneur.com. And I thought I wanted to talk about some of the key pointers there because a lot of us seem to have misconceptions about what success is. I mean, who's to say you aren't already successful, right? Having a job and a steady income and a car and some money to spend on movies and some luxury is already some amount of success compared to a large population even within our country. So who's to say that you aren't already very successful? In the eyes of someone who doesn't have what you do, you definitely are doing pretty well. Now, all that philosophy aside, we all believe some lies about the bigger success, you know, being rich and having a booming business or a well-paying career. Before the break, I covered how overnight success is a lie, and then we covered how not making changes to your game plan is also something that could stop success from happening. Now, moving on to number three on today's list of five lies we believe about success, let's talk about how many people believe that success will give us ultimate happiness and how all our problems will go away once we're successful.
Number three.
There's an American entrepreneur and motivational speaker by the name of Jim Rohn who said, "Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. Don't wish for less challenge, wish for more wisdom." Sounds like a lot of cheesy mood booster talk that you see at the back of a brochure, but in essence, it's actually true. Successful people aren't free of problems. They have challenges just like the rest of us, like you and me. And sometimes they have even more problems than the average person because success comes with big responsibilities and a lot more to manage. The only difference is people who are successful know how to handle their problems well. I mean, some of them do. Some of them end up making a mess of themselves on camera, celebrities especially. But a lot of truly successful people know how to manage their issues and be grateful for the luxury that they have around them. Of course, with success comes some things that can cushion the discomfort of having problems in life, like a nice big house, or financial flexibility, or opportunities to travel the world, eating in the best restaurants, etc., etc. But the existence of all these things doesn't mean the absence of problems and other challenges. It only means that you're more equipped to handle these problems when they come your way. And although that's better than nothing, success itself doesn't necessarily make you more suited to tackle life issues. Success itself doesn't necessarily make you more suited to tackle life's issues. Like, sure, money can buy you a way out of problems that are financial in nature, but there are a bunch of issues that money cannot solve, and that's where your own ability to tackle challenges comes in. Another thing to remember is that, according to people like Zig Ziglar, is that success doesn't guarantee happiness. There's this one quote of his that says, "Money can't buy you happiness, but everyone wants to find out for themselves." Great. Again, this doesn't mean that success means nothing, because of course it means something. Of course, having a better life will make you happier and more grateful. But what Mr. Ziglar and others like him are trying to say is that happiness doesn't really need to depend on material things. And they're also saying that success doesn't mean you'll always be happy. Now, a lot of people will misinterpret this message as something negative, as though happiness cannot be attained, but that's not true either. What experts are trying to say is that happiness comes from who you are and how you react to the world around you, and has very little to do with your successful career or who you are in your business. Sometimes you can have all the wealth and still be unhappy if you don't know how to process the world, and sometimes people who have next to nothing live carefree and are the happiest people you'll find. So it pretty much all depends on you and how you see things, instead of depending on success to make you happy in the long run. Now, on one side, you have people looking for success because they've bundled it up with happiness and solving their problems. Another lie people believe is that more people will like you if you're successful. I'm afraid to tell you that's not true either, or at least that's what Chris Dunn on Entrepreneur.com says. That's number 4 on our list of 5 big lies we believe about success.
Number 4.
Validation is such a powerful driving force. Social media, like I mean your Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, basically lives on the fact that we as a people want to be validated by our peers and friends and family and the 700 other people we friended on Facebook but have only probably bumped into once and wouldn't be able to recognize in public. Now, we love that sense of recognition. We love it when others think we're awesome. It's an ego boost and a really powerful one, which is why some people need to post everything they do on Facebook. And it's also why some people are addicted to success and the fame that comes with it. They love the adoration and the cheer and the constant congratulations from their peers. But the bad news is all this adoration is extremely fragile, and people who latch onto you only when you're successful can just as easily abandon you when you aren't doing so well. Now listen, I don't want this to sound all doom and gloom, because success does help you meet some really fun people and you'll shake hands and become pals with a lot of genuine folk who just want to get to know you, but thinking that success itself will make everyone just like you a lot more is probably one of the biggest lies many of us believe. The truth is, if someone starts to like you for your success, it just means they're a fan of your work and they like what you do. For celebrities, they are called fans, but the thing about fans is that only a bunch of them are interested in the person behind all the work. Example, have you ever seen what happens when a famous YouTuber says something that not everyone likes? The comments suddenly turn into a filthy verbal battleground where every so-called diehard fan turns against their idol in an instant. We're seeing it happen a lot more now with the election of the new US president, Donald Trump, and how some celebrities are getting bombarded by nasty comments because of their opinions that don't sit well with the majority of fans. And then you have extremely successful athletes like Ronda Rousey, the former MMA women's champion who was everyone's favorite until she lost one match against Holly Holm that destroyed her winning streak. And that was it. The people who supposedly love Ronda Rousey immediately turned against her. Some made fun of her and some even insulted her, all for losing a single match. It just goes to show that being successful means people will like you, yes, but it also means that you could lose all those people the moment something goes sideways. The real people who have your back are the ones who like you for who you are, with or without the success. Those are the people you need to be focusing on. I mean, it's nice to enjoy the spotlight, but what the article is trying to say is that don't let it get to your head. Adoration is nice, but it's like an added bonus on the side. It doesn't need to be the reason you keep climbing the ladder of success day in and day out. We're at the end of our list, so let's move on to number 5. I'm talking about 5 biggest lies we believe about success. And at number 5 is thinking that we need to have all the answers to succeed. Nope, that's a lie. Because most people who succeed started without knowing all the answers. They just learned along the way. Let's talk about that for a bit. Okay, so there's this perception out there that every successful person got to where they are because they were already experts, geniuses, or had vast knowledge in the field, and therefore they succeeded in their ventures. That's actually not true at all. A speaker by the name of Joan Baez said that, as long as one keeps searching, all the answers will come. It sounds like a riddle you see scribbled across a hidden doorway, but it actually means that you need to constantly learn new things along the way to succeed in whatever it is you're doing. The key is to start doing something somewhere instead of waiting for perfection. Now, of course, preparation is really important when embarking on a new venture, but what the article is trying to say is that too much preparation and no action doesn't mean anything in the long run. You need to start somewhere, and once you're on a roll, you can pick up new skills and knowledge along the way through mistakes and errors and most of all experience, because experience is the best teacher of all. Boom, that's some wisdom for you right there. You're welcome. What this means is that you can't expect to be locked and loaded 100% before you start doing something that you've always wanted to do. Sooner or later, you're gonna have to start somewhere and pick up new information along the way. That's how success stories are made. It's a lot of stumbling, fine-tuning, and finally finding a winning formula and a sweet spot to work in. Plus, in today's world, by the time you master the art of something, it's probably already outdated, and then you'll have to work on something new entirely. So might as well start with the right amount of knowledge instead of expecting to have all the knowledge. You know what I mean? Anyhow, that's our show for today. What other lies about success do you think people believe? Leave me a tweet at BFM Radio. Also, if you tuned in halfway, we're talking about 5 of the biggest lies people believe about success. And if you want to listen to the entire episode, you can stream it on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Trust me, it's super easy to use. Well, that's about it for this week. Check in again next week for another brand new episode of 5 for Fortune, where I'll run down 5 somethings about something somethings. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.